You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years, baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a cheetah can run. And as far as I know, cheetahs are speedy.
I went ahead and broke the story on Twitter and then, of course, had to write a story on the website at 670thescore.com.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I loved you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Bruce Levine joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Bruce, of course, is The Score's baseball expert. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. It's a big day for the potential opening day starters for both the White Sox and the Cubs. Which one would you like to start with today?
Well, I tell you what, I am fascinated at the idea that, we talked to Tommy Hotovy earlier, and he said that John Lester went ahead and, you know, got his program started early so that he could get into camp and already be up and running and ready to try different things. So I love the idea that Lester is sort of doing a little nod to his age by making sure that he comes into camp ready to go.
Well, I think I don't think anyone else thought it was an embarrassing year for John Lester. It was a down year for John Lester last year, just if you look at the old school stat of ERA. But from the perspective of John Lester, he was disappointed in his year last year. He didn't think he finished games very well. He didn't think he went deep enough into games. So I think he took it upon himself to have a different approach this year. And as you guys said, what Tommy told you, you know, that Lester was ready to go a lot earlier, and he's looked very good so far. So, again, he goes against the White Sox today. Giolito for the White Sox in a important start, his first Cactus League start. And then on a backfield, you have potentially the Cubs starting pitcher for opening day right now, and Yu Darvish, after a one-day off because of some flu-like symptoms, he is going to be back on the mound in a B game, actually a sim game where he goes up against some Cub hitters.
Bruce, we read into everything. So when Grandal is in the starting lineup today, catching Giolito, it looks like the opening day lineup. Is this something we should look at? Because McCann has been, last year, Giolito's personal catcher. This year, we wondered how they would handle it, especially on opening day. What do you think?
Well, you don't pay $73 million for a guy to sit on the bench, right? So, David, he's gonna be the opening day catcher, and he's going to get the lion's share of the catching all year, unless there's some type of problem with Encarnacion, and they decide that Grandal needs to DH a little bit more, and McCann will be in there, but this is strictly going to be Grandal's team to catch, okay? That's why they brought him in. That's why they gave him the four-year contract. That's why they paid him the big money. They believe in his skills as far as framing. Certainly the pop and the OPS from the left and the right side. So I don't think you're going to see much bench time for Grandal. Now, that said, early in the season, knowing the calf problem has been there early in spring training, you know, will you catch him 2 days and then, you know, you catch McCann one and you go on that type of rotation until you're sure that Grandal's in great shape? I mean, I don't want to give you the impression that McCann is not going to catch this year, but realistically, you know, 50 games would be probably the tops. And, you know, depending on getting optimum amount of Grandal. You want him to be in there 120 times and maybe DH another 10 or 15. I think that's probably the plan.
When you think about the White Sox, does it come to mind that maybe they're overpaying everyone?
Well,
I'm kidding. My God. It seems like they got bargains galore.
But, Mike, you might be right down the road. You know, I mean,
they've hit
on so many projections with young people. They've done such a great job of that. I mean, I don't think they've failed on any of their young projections on players. Can you guys think of any of them that they failed on, you know, as far as giving people money that didn't deserve it when they were young? I mean, we know the free agents that they signed that didn't work out, you know, the Adam Dunns and people like that. But from projecting their own players, they've been as good as anybody in baseball the last 20 years.
So how did you interpret then why they came to terms with Yoan Moncada now? And we've talked about it. It was something that was, I think, reported February 24th, James Fox. That was the first we have heard about it. Moncada, that seemed like a bargain, Bruce, but at the same time, you understand why he might opt for the security. What do you think about the whole thing?
Well, the first thing you have to look at is perspective of the individual, right? The perspective of Moncada is, I already banked $30 million before I played one game of professional baseball in the United States, right? So this is a guy that's already had money and has been able to have a good lifestyle because of it ever since then. Then you look at the uneven situation going forward with Major League Baseball and the Players Association, maybe with a crash and burn type scenario after 2021 as far as having a new CBA. This takes him to age 31. It takes him also to a point where he could still get a lot more money and play 3, 4, or 5 more years and have all this money banked in the meantime. So I think it's a great deal for the White Sox. I think it's a safe deal for the player. The sky is the limit for Moncada and where he can go, but he's not a finished product yet. So taking the money right now, I think, is a smart move.
I got to tell you, I think it's an amazing bargain. I can't believe that he sold 2 years of free agency at that price. I you know, kudos to the White Sox. They've done a great job, and they've gotten all these young guys up and running, and you know there's going to be cost certainty, and you know they're going to be here for a long time. I think it's fantastic.
So Jeremy Haber is the assistant general manager for the White Sox, and he works hand-in-hand with Han, and he's picked up Han's playbook from when Rick was the assistant general manager doing all of these contracts under Kenny. And he's done a fabulous job along with Rick to work these deals with these agents and getting these players to agree to these contracts. And, you know, going down the line, you know, you look at the security. Is Lucas Giolito your next guy? Does he have to pitch one more year for them to offer this contract where they're assured that with 4 years remaining right now before free agency that he's the right guy? Or if he wins 17 or 20 games this year, does his agent say, you know what, we're just going to wait another 3 years after this?
It's an understandable extension of the conversation, Bruce, but I think that with pitchers, it's different. And we know from the White Sox perspective, they've always considered pitchers different. So I don't know that that's an automatic assumption that I would make, even though
it would be. Not their pitchers, David. You know, Quintana, Sale, you know, Those were bargain basement deals.
Those were team-friendly deals that the White Sox were motivated to make because it was definitely in their favor to strike them. I don't know that Lucas Giolito, if he has another big year or starts to look that way, what would motivate him to do something like that?
It's called injury to pitchers.
Okay.
And he's already had them, hasn't he?
We'll see. Sounds like you know something, Bruce.
I believe me, if I knew something, I would tell you right now so people would know what I know. But I'm telling you, projection wise and looking at how the White Sox have done their business, it would just make sense that after another season here of competing at the highest level of American League pitchers, it would just make sense on both sides to get something done.
I'd love to see it happen, but I do think that, and I don't know exactly, but I believe he's fairly well healed, right? He doesn't come from the island, and he doesn't come from poverty. He comes from a pretty prestigious background and probably has enough money behind him that he doesn't you know, necessarily need. He can afford to gamble on himself. Is that a fair way of putting it?
I know what you're saying, Mike, but I just don't think when it comes to pitchers that applies. I think, you know, they are such a tenuous group of people as far as, you know, their abilities. Look what happened with the Yankees in signing Severino to a 4-year contract before
it's
last
good example.
Season. And they've gotten absolutely nothing, and they may get nothing for 3 years out of that 4-year deal now that he's
Bruce.
Look
at the Chris Sale extension.
First year of his extension.
You know, look what he's facing and the uncertainty with possible surgery, going to have a layoff, and look at all the money that is committed to Chris Sale when you talk about long-term commitments.
Yeah, I mean, look, franchises do extend position players because they feel they have a better odds of getting the most out of them. But when you have a power pitcher, you know, like a Giolito, 228 strikeouts, you know, last year, a breakout year, are you feeling comfortable enough to offer him a long-term deal? Or if you're the White Sox, you still want to wait to see if it's all straightened out before you offer that money. I think it's going to be an intriguing story and line to follow.
Bruce, thanks a ton. Thanks for everything.
Thanks,
appreciate
Bruce.
It.
All right, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.